This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden says he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah, the last major Hamas stronghold in Gaza, over concerns for the well-being of the more than 1 million civilians sheltering there. In an interview Wednesday with CNN, Biden says the U.S. is still committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. But he says that if Israel goes into Rafah, we will not supply the weapons and artillery shells used. Health officials said patients and doctors have been forced to evacuate a hospital in Rafah. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Rafah's Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital. It's located in an area of the southern Gazan city that has been designated by the Israeli army as a combat zone as part of its military operations there. Health officials said around 200 patients in that hospital were forced to evacuate to the west of the city after receiving calls warning them to leave. The hospital has had to stop services. Hamas said it was battling Israeli forces in the east of Rafah on Wednesday.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israeli women rallied in Tel Aviv on Wednesday, demanding the release of around 130 hostages still held in Gaza after 6 months of Israel's war against Hamas. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces competing pressures at home and abroad when he weighs how far to push the operation to defeat Hamas in Rafah that complicates hopes of bringing Israeli hostages home. Street demonstrations against the government by families and supporters of some of the more 130 hostages still held in Gaza have become a constant fixture. This is VOA News.